I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. During the height of my drinking, the one thing that I absolutely hated the most was time to myself. I hated being alone. I used to hate it. It's when my brain would be consumed with thoughts and memories and things that I'd done and things that I had said and really time to get inside my brain and overthink. When I was by myself, it caused me a lot of anxiety. It caused me a lot of stress and I didn't like it. I would always look to be with other people to either go to happy hour or to just not allow myself that time to really process or think about my actions or to think about where I was. But now in sobriety, one of my absolute favorite things and one of my best tools in my toolkit is time to myself. And I just find that kind of funny because I really used to hate it. Like I would go out of my way to make sure that I always had plans. It would be lunchtime and I'd already be seeking out a person to go to happy hour with, or, you know, my partner would be out of town for the night. So I'd always be making sure that I had someone to go to dinner with, or I had some sort of plan where my mind was occupied and not allowed to run on that cycle and run on that hamster wheel of just thoughts and memories and triggers and just really overthinking and not being in a good place. But now I relish time to myself. It is probably one of my favorites. It allows me the opportunity to do what I call a quick body scan. It allows me an opportunity to assess where I'm at in my sobriety, where my mental health is at, and where I'm at in general. It allows me the opportunity to check in with myself and really see and ask myself the question, how are you doing, Melinda? Like, how are you really doing? And I think that the continuous and regular check-ins with myself are what is one of my strongest parts of my sobriety. Because if I learned anything from my drinking, is that burying issues and not addressing them is the opposite of what you need to do. And the more regularly that I do check-ins with myself to kind of assess where I'm at, it allows me to kind of nip any issues in the butt quickly. It allows me to kind of assess to make sure, hey, is what I'm doing working? Is what I'm doing working for me? Is this working in the season of the life that I'm in? Is this what I need? It allows me to do what's good for me, which is funny because one of the issues in my drinking was I was very much a people pleaser and I never really focused on what I needed. And now in sobriety, it's the complete opposite. I am constantly making sure that I am getting what I need, that I am doing what I need to do to make sure that I am successful in this journey. So whenever I allow myself time to myself or get the time to myself, I have do a full body scan to make sure that I am well. Find out what do I need? Am I, you know, have I been not sleeping well enough? Have I been really not doing things that are good for me? But what's funny is I find that I'm more at peace since I've been doing this rather than loathe and fear time to myself. I just really thoroughly enjoy it. I allow the opportunity to sit with myself, the opportunity to really be quiet with myself. And it's funny because recently on the cruise, you're not, if one thing you're not when you're with a bunch of people is with yourself, I was able to find that not only did I want moments to myself, it's quite frankly, I needed the moments to myself. That what I had feared and avoided in the past was something that I don't do necessarily as a favor to myself. It's a necessity now. It's something that I need to do. I need to have some moments of peace where I can, even if it's only a couple minutes, to sit in my thoughts, see where I'm at. If I need to journal or take some notes, I take some notes. If I need to do some box breathing and to just be with myself, I am. And being able to do that allows me the capability to show up the way I need to show up with other people. It allows me the opportunity to make sure that I am in the best state to give the best of myself to the people that I care about. And I have to laugh because it, quite frankly, was probably I hated being by myself. I hated it. I never wanted to be by myself. It was something that I did everything I could to avoid. And now I do everything I can to make sure that it can happen. So that is definitely something that I have noticed in sobriety. That what's funny is I mentioned, you know, you really learn to get to know yourself again and learn things about yourself. And this is definitely one thing that I've learned. And it's also kind of opened my eyes that even if there's something that wasn't for you when you were drinking, or something that you didn't like to do, or an activity or a book or whatever the case may be, that now you might like it and to give it a try. Because like I said, the one thing that I feared and dreaded the most is the one thing that I can say is probably my strongest tool in my toolkit into ensuring my sobriety. I'm to myself. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.